We got on the line
that's
our
guy.
Main man, Jamie Dukes. 10-year NFL veteran, NFL analyst. Jamie, how are you doing, baby?
Doing good. Hey, have you ever got Scotty's needed to grow, I needed to grow, I needed to grow, I needed to grow? You got to get the hockey from Scotty Farrell.
Hammer, done with a headbutt. Hi, guys. Need a headbutt.
That's your hockey analysis?
That's just my hockey fights. And I go back longer with Jamie than I've known your surly ass.
Oh, wow. Cool. Well, you guys hug it out through the radio. I'm great, baby. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic, man. Absolutely
good.
Fantastic.
We're trying to figure out what happened to the New York Giants defense yesterday, giving up almost 200 yards on the ground. We thought that would be their strong suit coming into the season. They played so well last year. And then yesterday, the last three drives for the Eagles ended up being scoring drives, and the Giants, after a valiant comeback,
lose
the game.
Those are the easiest drives I've ever seen in my life, and Eli Apple is terrible. Terrible.
But here's what I would say to that, though, and I ask you the question, Brian. You played a long time. You get tired.
Yeah.
The offense is doing nothing. They're not running the football. They're not physical. They're not tough. What do you know about football? If you can't run the ball, you can't stop the run. Because you're not getting challenged in practice.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my opinion, the Giants are not exempt from that rule. It's the same old rule, right, B? If you can't run the ball, you can't stop the run.
Yeah. There you go.
Fair enough. I've never seen, honestly, I went off earlier about this. They literally cut through them on those runs. Like, after you get up 21-14 and let them march down the field in, like, five plays, it was embarrassing. And then to go down and kick a field goal and take the lead, and you think you had it iced, but you let them do it again, and literally every play gained 15 yards. It was flat-out embarrassing. In fact, no one will say this. I will. Their season's over. I mean, that was it.
Yeah.
You're just done at that point. 3-0-3. No teams go to the playoffs, and especially teams that can't stop anybody. And that defense. Remember last year, their defense got them to the playoffs.
Yeah.
What the hell happened to them? They took all the money and went somewhere on vacation. I mean, were they in the Caribbean? I don't know what they were. Their defense is terrible. It's terrible.
Tired.
Tired.
It's real simple. You cannot put that kind of pressure on a team. But I go back to there. It's this San Diego Chargers. Any of these teams, I call them these surfer teams, who can't run the football, the same thing applies. Because what happens in training camp, you don't get challenged. The defense doesn't get challenged because the offense is so soft. You know, and so that's the reason why it just doesn't work. It doesn't matter what's going to happen. And I agree with you. Giants season's over. But because philosophically, and here's what's so funny, and I'm not saying he should still be in New York. What are they doing in Jacksonville? They are crushing people because they are physical.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to run the football. I don't know if their quarterback's going to throw for over 200 yards this year. I mean, because you know what they're going to do? They're going to keep coming at you, and they're going to be physical. And clearly, if you look at the Jacksonville Jaguars, they look like a football team.
Right. And Tom Coughlin's in that front office now, of course, longtime coach here with the Giants, winning Super Bowls. And
they're
violent,
but I honestly, like, let's not get carried away.
they always win in London.
No, Scotty,
he's got nothing to do with it. He's doing nothing.
Last year, we were, you know, as a matter of fact, for the last 5 years, when you said Jacksonville, you couldn't start. You started laughing before you got the E out.
That's true.
Or they got to the two L's. They look like a football team. I didn't say they were going to the playoffs.
No.
But how do you start the turn, Atlanta? They started the turn, Coughlin, and what they're doing, because it starts with what Giants don't have. Physicality on both fronts.
I think they're, you know, what I think is, and I think it's more a testament to violence than it is Tom Coughlin. I think they're playing very, as you said, physical, violent football. They're laying people out, and they're hitting, and they're making guys worry when they get the football in their hands that they're going to get stuck.
Help your boy out, B. Tell him where it starts, B. Because that's how the Giants got two Super Bowls, B.
D.
It's with the old man.
Violence and hitting people.
Right. It starts in the trenches.
I thought Crabtree last night was dropping passes like he used to.
Right.
Or Cooper, because he was afraid he was going to get hit.
Yeah. There you go. Hey, the other team here in New York, Jamie, the New York Jets, I said I got ridiculed because I was reporting what I'd heard, that there was a lot of optimism about this roster, even though it was devoid of a lot of high-profile names.
Right.
A big win, surprising win over Miami yesterday. They made Jay Cutler look like the old Jay Cutler. What did you see from that matchup?
Well, the thing is, I mean, you see a team that, you know, that's playing hard. And I don't necessarily disagree with you either, and I understand. See, when you look at football a little differently, it's hard for people to understand, you know, what you're looking at. That roster's not where it needs to be, but that doesn't mean that there aren't pieces there that you say, look, we've cleared out some clutter. I'm not a fan of what they've got at the quarterback position and how they played the quarterback position, but nonetheless, solid performance out of that. But that team, they're rebuilding, and you know they're rebuilding, and they went out and beat a solid NFL team yesterday.
I thought the game that I was really impressed with, I couldn't even believe when I saw after the game, is that even possible that the Aaron Rodgers had never won an overtime game? Is that even possible? Mm-hmm. Like, I thought that game was fantastic. And it was finally the Bengals showed up and played football for the first time this season. It's tough to lose a game like that after they should have had that game in the bag. But I can't believe Rodgers had never won an overtime game. Is that even true?
Yeah, well, it probably makes sense. You think about it, because he's only got like 9 Hail Marys. I never seen a guy with as many Hail Marys before it gets to overtime. That's why he doesn't have any overtime victories. Let's check the stats on the number of Hail Mary victories one guy would have.
What about the Titans, the job they did on Wilson? Wilson with some great late comeback plays and passes when he was under duress, getting tackled, everything else. But Tennessee at home, and I thought, what'd you think of the Sherman cheap shot on the sidelines on Mariota? There was I thought he should have been, not because of that hit, but earlier he had been involved in everything, and I thought they were going to throw him out of the game.
No, I didn't think it was a cheap shot. I mean, he's right there. I felt he led with the shoulder. You can't go in there without the head being a part of the shoulder, first of all. So I did not have a problem with that. I loved how the offensive line came to the aid. Whatever you do, don't paw up my quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know, you can fit, you know, hey, you can do anything you want. Don't fondle my quarterback. But at the same time, the Seattle to me is also another one of those teams that I just don't see how they make the playoffs. As crazy as it sounds, because that offensive line, they're not going to be able to sustain. I mean, it is horrible. And you've got to have some kind of, now, if anybody's capable of figuring it out, it's Pete Carroll. But I just have some serious concerns about Seattle's plight, because that offensive line just cannot protect Russell Wilson. And what does that mean? That means the defense gets tired once again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they looked tired as Murray was running through them, and Tennessee is a physical football team. That's what they're preaching there. And as far as that hit, I thought Richard Sherman got more of his teammate than he got of Mariota on the sideline. That did look late, though. I mean, he was well out of bounds when he came flying in there.
When they slowed it down, I saw he was just heading in that direction.
What about Devon Miller when he got flagged?
Oh, that was ridiculous.
How pathetic was that?
Yeah.
The guy says, psych. He acts as though he's going to help Tyrod Taylor, up the quarterback of the Bills, and then he pulls his hand away.
These guys,
and
these refs.
They see that as taunting.
It's these refs, man. They need to go out with Pharrell on a Saturday night to the Salsa Cuban Club, and they need to loosen up a little, Jamie, because these guys are the biggest bunch of stiffs and nerds. Honestly, these refs, where do they find these people? Honestly.
Public service announcement, B. I wouldn't advocate anybody going out with Scotty. Public service announcement, people. Scotty invites you out. Come up with a toothache. You're not going to survive this one, people.
Hey, what happened with the – what did you think of that Falcons – that they, I love the play when the game was tied and he hit his third option receiver. And you know, it's always the same thing. You see the Ryan's always going to Julio and he's doing this and he's doing that. But I thought the Gabriel touchdown play was huge.
But the thing about it, and it was, but what it speaks to, and I think, I don't know who coined Matt Ryan kind of the natural. I mean, it just kind of, that once again kind of shows you, in my opinion, kind of the evolution of Matt Ryan and the comfort zone he is now in. You know, he has played well in the past. He has played poorly in the past. But to me, he's kind of settling in now. And I'm not saying he's Aaron Rodgers, even though it's the MVP of the league. I'm saying that, you know, sometimes when you find that sweet spot, I just believe that Matt Ryan has found that sweet spot in his game.
And so is Stafford. I think Stafford's a badass, yeah. and he's earning every penny. Right. He's worth it. Yeah. They're in every single game they play. The end of that game was, I mean, it was. I thought that was really bad, but I had Atlanta -3. I was telling BJ, I was like, I'm cool with that. But I still think Matt is playing phenomenally well. I think everybody always talks about, we talked about this on my show, Megatron. He's better without him because he's spread it out so much now, and he's in every game they play. Mm-hmm. 8 come-from-behind wins last year. He's already had 2 come-from-behinds this year against Arizona. Now this one yesterday. I thought he won the game, but they screwed him. But that guy's an absolute – he's just going off this year.
I mean, well, he went off last year. I mean, I think that you've got a guy who, like you say, you know, and all the things I just said about Matt Ryan, I think you could make that argument, and I agree with you. You know, not having the crutch of and it actually kind of ticked me off earlier, because one of the things that he said when Megatron was not there was that now I'm going to start looking at more film. And part of it was in part because people were, you know, the film that he was watching, they all played it kind of the same way because they got to do what they got to do against Megatron. But it kind of threw me to the point where it's like, so you should have been watching more film anyway, because if you have been diversifying, getting the ball around the other players, Megatron might still be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just don't eyeball him and try to feed him all the time. I would agree with that. Jacoby Brissett got his feet wet a little bit last week. The Colts lost. This week, he really got going and knocked off Cleveland. A lot of people thought Cleveland would win that.
I was on Indy. I love that game. They were getting one as a home dog. Cleveland hadn't been favored, I think, since the First World War in a game. That they were favored on the road was unbelievable, and I knew they couldn't come through. I want to ask you about that as well, Brissett, and what happened on that sideline with Mike Evans losing his grip against your boy Famous Jameis? I love Famous Jameis, but I thought yesterday they looked terrible.
No, it was a bad day. I mean, that's just one of those things that you chalk up to a real bad day at the office. But if you think about this, too, much of the quarterback performance has been choppy. You know, Carolina, not the jump you hear on Carolina and what's going on there.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you know, no, but this is preseason for Cam. He didn't play. I don't care who you are. And look at Aaron Rodgers, too, and some of the other great players. When these quarterbacks ain't playing in preseason, that's why their numbers are down the first couple of games. Because the games now, games 1, 2, whatever, are preseason games. And these guys will play better. But that's exactly what's happening when you get limited reps. And I'm all for limited reps in preseason. I'm not saying I'm not against that, but I'm saying the realities of the National Football League and the great players that are in this league, I don't care what position you are, you just can't pick up your stuff and walk out on the field and think you're going to be successful and you hadn't really been into the grind of it. So that, you know, that's my 2 cents on that.
I think preseason football is a joke. And now I understand work, film, reps. I get all that. I got to tell you, though, I'm a firm believer in that month and a half is the cause of massive injuries and loss of games, and seasons are destroyed.
But it's a necessary evil. It's you need it.
But yeah. I think there's a day that's coming, believe it or not, and you guys will laugh at me. I think there's going to be a day when they don't need it, and what they need more of work in the film room and more work in reps in practice, but not work with contact and playing teams that don't matter and games that don't matter.
I'm telling you, gotta have it.
You guys are both crazy.
It's a contact sport.
I never liked either one of you. Dixon, you stay down there in Atlanta, and I never liked you either. Jones, you two femmes with all your preseason games. I know what I do on preseason nights. I go to that Cuban restaurant.
You are
or
crazy.
A strip club in Vegas. Either or. I could take you to a place. I'll take you out with Floyd Mayweather. You'll wake up in L.A. We started in Vegas. You'll wake up in L.A.
Oh, we're going to jump.
Hey, but you'd be covered in $100 bills, though.
Listen, I know this much. He's got 2 checks worth $600 million he hasn't cashed yet. And if I had those problems, I wouldn't be here this morning. I can tell you that.
Hey, before we let you go, let me ask you about that Patriots-Texans game.
Wow.
I didn't think the Texans would go in and score as many points with Deshaun Watson, a rookie at the helm.
That's because the Pats aren't that good.
But he had a couple picks, but he did. You expect that from a rookie, especially going up against the Pats defense. But this is not the typical Pats defense, Jamie.
Oh, yeah. It's the typical Pats defense in transition. Fans lose Richard Seymour, make that transition. You know, Belichick is known for being a money ball kind of a GM. In that we're going to get rid of you a little bit earlier than we need to. That might cause us some issues here or there. The Chandler Jones situation, you know, and then they got rid of a few more players. So there's going to be a transition there. And so does that transition get – because, see, they can't beat right now, and maybe it'll turn around. They can't stop – I can tell you right now, the Kansas City Chiefs. There's about three or four teams over there that in the AFC, I'm not sure they can stop at the moment. And so it does bring into play, because, you know, it's difficult to repeat anyway.
Yeah.
So that defense, I think this is traditional when they lose players and there's an attrition that happens, and then Belichick finds a way to recalibrate. The question is, how quickly will that happen?
It's not this year. That team's not winning the Super Bowl unless something drastic happens. Kansas City beat their ass.
Yeah.
I mean, that was physically imposing football. And then not only that, they ran a ball down their throat. They couldn't stop Hunt. It was embarrassing. That was the first time I ever saw a massive crack in that armor. They got issues, and it's gonna. Luckily for them, they got a lot of weeks to get it right. I don't see them going to the Super Bowl this year and winning it. I really don't.
Players play football. Schemes don't. Coaches don't. You got to have athletes. You have great athletes. You win with great athletes. If you lose those athletes, there's going to be attrition. I don't care who it is. Bill Belichick is the greatest coach, in my opinion, to ever coach professional football. That said, you just can't throw Lucky out there and Chucky out there and this, that, and the other and say, because we're Pats and I'm Bill Belichick.
Right.
I'm not saying he's saying that. I mean, those are the realities of the game.
Right,
that,
yeah.
You know, that's just the reality of it.
Yeah, X's and O's. You need some Jimmys and Joes as well. Jamie, appreciate you, man, and I will take your advice and not hang out with Scotty Farrell late night.
No. You should leave there. I mean, as soon as y'all leave, man, just go to your car. You know, say, I love you, Scotty. See you tomorrow. I don't know how long he's in with you. Hey, just trust me on that.
Yeah, mind your own business. I'll see you on the bench, brother.
Thanks, man.
That's real.
Later.
Need to go.
Haymaker.
Jamie Dukes, 10-year NFL vet, NFL analyst.